Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis of Maseches Sota. We are holding on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We are at Darish Rav Avira on the third wide line of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. So it says Gemara Darish Rav Avira B'schar Nashim Tzidkanya Shrei Balso Adar Nigalu Yisrael Mimitzrayim. Because of the Nashim Tzidkanyas, the righteous women that the Jewish people had in that generation that were redeemed from Mitzrayim, it was their zuchus that got us out of Mitzrayim. What was their great act of righteousness? When they went to go draw water, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mezamilehem dagim ketanim b'chadeir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make it that they would not only get water, they would get small fish in their jugs. V'shoavos mechtza, mayim u'mechtza dagim. To the point that they would take the bucket out of the water and it would have half water and half fish. U'baos v'shovsos shtei kederos. So they would come back home and they were able to boil up two pots, achas shel cham, in one of warm water, v'achas shel dagim, in one of fish, fresh fish, and they would bring this delicious fresh fish out to their husbands who were working in the fields, because the Mitzrim wouldn't give them enough time to get back home. And they would help wash them off and anoint them, and give them to eat, give them to drink, and they would between in a private area between the walls in the, out in the fields, they would have relations with their husbands. Shenemar, pasuk says, im tishkuvun bein it was as a reward for lying with their husbands out in the fields that they were zoche to have to get the spoils of Mitzrayim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Kanfe Yona nechpa bekesef avevroseha biyarakrak charutz." That Kanfe Yona is a reference to the Jewish people who are always compared to Yona. That's a common theme that we have through Chazal, that they're that their wings are laced with silver and with gold that came from the land that they emanated from. Kivan Shemis Abros, and the Kivan Shemis Abros, and once these Jewish women became pregnant, Baos Lebatehim, they would go back to their homes. Kivan Shemagiyaz Man Maldeyan, when it came time for them to give birth, so they were nervous about giving birth in their homes, so Holchos Vyoldos Pasada Tachas Atapuach, they would go and give birth out in the field underneath the Tapuach. Baliatosis point out, not over here, but elsewhere, that Tapuach in biblical Hebrew and in Talmudic Hebrew does not mean an apple. It means a citrus tree of some sort. So that's why our charoses, we're supposed to have a tapuach, but tapuach doesn't mean apples. That's a misunderstanding that people put apples in their charoses. Really, it's supposed to be some citrus fruit as a zecher to this tapuach. So they would go give birth under the tapuach. Shenemar, tachas ha-tapuach, orotayich, v'akorosh baruch hu sholech mishmei rarum, misha mankir mashbirosan, and akorosh baruch hu would send someone who would clean off the babies and make it, you know, put the baby's limbs straight, just like a midwife would do to a newborn baby. They didn't have anyone, any mialedes, any midwife to actually take care of the babies, and they weren't able to wash off the babies with water to make their skin smooth. And they would have two large stones, one that oil came out of and one that honey came out of. Shenemar v'yanikeu dvash misela v'shemen. V'kivin shemakirin ben Mitzrayim ba'an l'horgon. When Mitzrayim realized that they're out in the fields, they came to kill them. V'nasalem neis, and there was a miracle that happened for these babies. V'nevlatin bekarka, they were absorbed up in the ground. U'mavin shvarim v'chorshin al gaban, so the Mitzrayim would bring oxen and would plow over the ground where the babies were. Shemar al gabi chorshu chorshim l'achar shaholchin. Then after the Mitzrayim left, ha'im vatzvitzin v'yotzin ke'esev hasada, the babies would sort of grow out of the ground like grass in the field. Shenemar revava kitzema chasad nisatich. V'kivan shemizgadlin, and once they got a little bit bigger, boyin adorim adorim lebatehen, they would come in flocks back to their homes. Shenemar vatirbi vatigdili vatavoi ba'adi adoyim. Al tikri ba'adi adoyim. It shouldn't read ba'adi adoyim, ella be'edre adorim, like flocks of children that would come back home. Shenigla Kadosh Baruch Hu aliyam, when the Jewish people were experienced the gilu shchina, that Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself by the Yamsuf to save them from Mitzrayim, Haim, these children who had these miracles, Hikiru Tchila, they were the first ones to recognize the Shekhinah, because they had seen the Shekhinah previously when all these miracles happened. Shneamar, Ze Kelivan Vehu, this is my God, and I will glorify him. That was these children. Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim, and the Yaldos Ivrios, the story continues that the Melech Mitzrayim told them, Yaldos Ivrios, Shifra, and Pua, so he told them to kill all the male children. So Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar Isha Uvita, Chad Amar Kala V'chamosa. It's a machlokes whether these Mialdos Ivrios, Shifra, and Pua were a mother-daughter combination or were a mother-in-law, daughter-in-law combination. Mandi Amar Isha Uvita, Yocheved and Miriam. The one that says that it was a mother-daughter holds it was Yocheved and Miriam. Mandi Amar Kala V'chamosa, Yocheved V'Elisheva. The one that says that it was a mother-in-law, daughter-in-law combination holds that it was Yocheved and Elisheva, the wife of the daughter of Aminadav, the wife of Aaron HaKohen, the daughter-in-law of Yocheved. Tanya Kamand Yamarushu Vita. We have a brisa that supports the story that it was Isha Uvita, that it was Yocheved and Miriam. V'tanya, because the brisa says Shifrazu Yocheved, that Shifra is really Yocheved. V'lama nikra shma Shifra. Why is she called Shifra? Shemisha peres es avlad, because she made the vlad, she made the baby look good and clean. Davar acher, Shifra sheparu v'rabbi Yisrael b'yameha. She's called Shifra because there was a significant amount of pru urvu that happened during her lifetime. Pua zumi. Miriam. Pua is a reference to Miriam. V'lama nikra shema Pua. Why is she called Pua? She'isa Pua. She would like woo the child, and she would play with the child. Davar acher Pua. She'isa Pua Baruch Kodesh Omeres Asida Imi Shetel Ben Shemashias Yisrael. Or the other possibility, she was called Pua because she was the one that saw in Ruach HaKodesh that her mother was going to one day give birth to the child that's going to be the savior for the Jewish people. Vayomer Sapa. Said to the Mialdos Ivrios, Bialedchen as Ivrios, when you help birth these Jewish women, and you see them, Al Ha'avnoyim, so the Pasuk says, Im Ben Huva Miteno, so that if it's a boy, you should kill him, Vim Basi V'chaya, and if it's a girl, she should live. So my Avnoyim, what exactly is the Avnoyim, where you're going to see whether it's a boy or a girl? Amrev Chanan Simon Godal Masal, and Paru was giving a simon to the Mialdos to be able to discern whether it would be a boy or a girl. When the woman crouches to give birth, her thighs will become cold like cold stones. And some say, that a woman is like a yotzer, just like a yotzer has one leg on one side, one leg on the other side, and it has the form in the middle where you make the clay, where you fashion the clay that you're making in your pottery plant or whatever. So be'emtza, that's in the middle. So af isha yarech mikan v'avlad be'emtza. So a woman also is one leg on one side, one leg on the other side, and the child comes out from in between. In ben huva mitenoso. So Paro tells him if it's a boy, you should kill him. Am Rabbi Chanina Simon Gadol Masalehen. He gave them an indicator to be able to tell whether it's a boy or a girl at a very early stage. Ben panav lamata. Bas panel lamala. That is, a boy is born with face down, and a girl is born face up. So if you see the baby's coming out face down, kill the baby on its way out. Vaterena mialdos es elokim v'lo asu kasher diber lehen. But these mialdos had Yerushamayim, so they didn't do what Paro had told them to do. So the Gemara says, why does it have to say kasher diber alehen? That it sounds like it sounds like it was about themselves personally. He told them what to do to other people. Lahen mi bayle. Shouldn't be alehen. It should be lohen. So I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, melamit shetavon ledvarver v'lo nitbu. Now this tells us that Paro was interested in these mialdos. He propositioned them for znus, and they wouldn't give in. They wouldn't succumb to his advances, even though he was such a powerful person. Vatchayena eshayeladim. And instead of killing the children, now that lashon was a little bit difficult to understand. They didn't kill the children. What does it mean? They gave them life. The children were granted life by God. You know, mialdos don't give life. So tana lo dain shalom miso asan el shayu Shahayu Maspikos and Mayim Umazon. Not only did they not kill the children, they provided them with whatever needs they had, with whatever food and whatever water was necessary. So when Paro saw that the Mialdos were not doing what he had instructed them to do, and that he was making it easier for these children to live, so he called them, he summoned them, and he said to them, Vatamarna Mialdos El Paro, and he said to them, what are you doing? Vatamarna Mialdos El Paro, and they said to Paro, Kilo Chanoshim Hamitzio Seivrio Seinim. The Jewish women are not like the Mitzri women. They give birth very quickly. So my chayos, what does it mean that the Jewish women are chayos? Ilema ma chayos mamish. If it means that they give birth, atu chayim, meaning that they're midwives mamish, that that's what they are, and because they're professional midwives, they manage to give birth anyway, despite our best efforts. What atu chayim milo tzricha chaya achrit laluda. Being a midwife doesn't enable you to give birth better. It enables you to help others give birth better, but it doesn't enable. So the fact that the women, the Jewish women themselves, were midwives, should not have made an ounce of difference. Elo amru lo umazu kechaya nimshala. No, the Mialdos were telling Paro that this nation is like a chaya, like a wild animal that doesn't even require a mialedes. Yehuda gur Aryeh, don yehi don nachash. Naftali ayala shlucha. Yisachar chamor goram. Yosef b'chor shor. Binyamin, Ze'ev, Yitrov. 6 out of the 12 tribes are compared by Yaakov Avinu to different types of wild beasts. D'chsivba, k'sivba, and d'lo k'sivba, k'siv ma'imcha levaya bein arayu srivatza. And even though the tribes that are not explicitly referred to by the name of some sort of chaya, the pasuk in Yecheskel refers to Klal Yisrael as a whole, like a lioness or like a cub. So we're all like chayas. That's why there's an Ashkenaz tradition that we give people names of animals like Aryeh, Tzvi. All of these names are Dov. All of these names are names of animals. In Sephardic tradition, you don't have it as much, but in Ashkenazic tradition, you have all the time that people give the names of animals, and that's not considered degrading in any way. 6 out of the 12 tribes are called names of animals. Vayihi ki yara miyaldos es halukim vayas lehem batim. Because the miyaldos had Yerushalayim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave them houses. What does that mean? Rav Shmuel. It's Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Chad Amar Bate Kun and Levia, that they got houses of Kun and Levia that descended from them. The Chad Amar Bate Malchus, that it was the kings descended from them. Mandi Amar Bate Kun and Levia, Aaron and Moshe. If it's Kun and Levia, it's that Aaron and Moshe came from them. Mandi Amar Bate Malchus, David. Nami Mi Miriam Kaasi. David actually descended from Miriam. Dichseva Thomas Azuva. That Azuva died, and Miriam was the wife of Kalev, who had Saras, and after she had Refuah, Vayikach lo Kalev es Ephras, Kalev took Ephras, which is Miriam, Vatel lo Eschur, and they had Chur, Uksiv, David ben Ish, Ephrati. So you see that David came from Miriam. So the Gemara explains further. V'Kaliv ben Chetzron, meaning about Kaliv marrying Miriam. The pasuk says in Divrei Yavam, V'Kaliv ben Chetzron holidus azuva isha ve'esirios ve'ele v'neha yeshar v'shova v'ardam. So the Gemara says, ben Chetzron was Kaliv the son of Chetzron ben Yefunahu. He was actually Kaliv ben Yefunah, as reported in Chumash. So says the Gemara, ben Shapana me'atzas meraglim. Yefunah is not his name. Yefunah is an indication that he was pana me'atzas meraglim, that he turned away from the eights of the meraglim. Vakati ben Knazhu, still, he was the ben Knaz. He wasn't ben Chetzron, d'chsir v'yilkad Osniel ben Knaz, achi Kalev, because Osniel is Osniel ben Knaz, and he's the brother of Kalev, so obviously they're both the ben Knaz. Amrava chorgo de Knaz hava. He was the stepson of Knaz. Dekanami, d'chsir Haknizi, that it refers to Kalev ben Yefunah Haknizi. It doesn't call him ben Knaz, like he calls Osniel ben Knaz. So Shema Mina, you see that Kalev, in fact, was not ben Knaz. And Azuva zu Miriam. That's a reference to Miriam. V'lama nikra shma Azuva, shakal azvua mitchilasa. Why do they call her Azuva? Because no one wanted to marry her because she was a very sickly person. Only Kalev was willing to marry her. Holid, so we said Kalev ben Chetzron was holid es Azuva. What do you mean holid? V'lama mitzvah Avinasavlo. We're trying to say that he married her, not that he fathered her, that he sired her. When one marries a woman, l'shem shemayim, it's as if he has given her life. It's as if he was molded that woman. Yerios, and it says Yerios was another one. So that's also a reference to Miriam. Shepana domin liyerios, that her face was similar to Yerios, to curtains, without any sort of redness, because she was always sick, so she sort of like had this greenish complexion. So let's do some main points. We haven't done any over here on Yud Aleph and Beis. Number one, the Nashim Tzidkaniyos are the ones that ensured the Jewish future of Mitzrayim by being Moser Nefesh with the fish and the water and going out into the fields and being with their husbands. Number two, how the Jewish children survived in Mitzrayim, how they were swallowed up by the ground and then they grew out of the ground and then they came home by Adrei Adarim in these large flocks. And number three, the identity of Miriam, and the identity of the Mesiris Nefesh, the Siyata Deshmaya, and the reward of the Mialdos, right, of the Mialdos. The identity of the Mialdos, right, that was a Machlokas, whether it was Yocheveda and Elisheva or Yocheveda and Miriam, the Mesiris Nefesh of the Mialdos, of not listening to Paro, the Siyata Deshmaya that they had, the great Siyata Deshmaya that they had, that they were able to be, to get away with it, and the reward that they got, that they had Batei Kuna Levia, or that they had Batei Melucha that descended from them. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph.